Hello, my friends, and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. I hope you are ready to get your mind aligned with the truth of God's Word. And I want to encourage you, if you have benefited from The Morning Mindset, can you help us to get the word out about The Morning Mindset? You can do it real simply. Just stop for a moment, pause this episode if you need to, and prayerfully think about someone you know who could benefit from The Morning Mindset. Would you pause this episode and use the sharing function on your podcast app right now to share this episode with someone and include a personal note telling them why you're sending them this message about The Morning Mindset. I know you can be a part of helping someone else turn their life toward God and begin moving in the direction of a mind aligned with the truth of God's Word. All right, now as we are on our quest today to get our minds aligned with the truth of God's Word, we're looking at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. And a quick reminder of what we're reading here. The Apostle Paul has written a letter to this guy, Timothy, who is a young leader in a church. And he's encouraging him in things to do, ways to think, truths he needs to understand. And in verse 7 of 2 Timothy chapter 1, he says, God has given us, as believers in Jesus Christ, a spirit not of fear, but... So he's contrasting fear here. He's saying we don't have fear, but we have power and love and self-control. So I want to focus in today on this four-letter word, love, L-O-V-E. He says we have been given a spirit of love. Now, as I ponder that word and I consider biblically what it means, I think of it in a couple of different ways. First of all, the Spirit of God, who indwells us and empowers us, gives us His love. And that would be His love for us. Okay, so number one, when we look at our identity, we can know we are loved. And friends, this is one of the most intimate and close loves you can ever imagine. I mean, this is even better than between a husband and a wife. This is love that exists inside of us. The Holy Spirit of God dwells in us, filling us up with His love. Do you remember Galatians chapter 5 says, the fruit of the Spirit of God, is love. Love just exudes from Him. It oozes out of every bit of His being. And it's inside of us, both in a sense of loving us, enabling us to be secure, confident, filled up with all the love that God has for us, but also enabling us to be loving. You see, that love, as it wells up inside of us, is intended by God to overflow our being. It's to go out of us toward other people. So you may look at yourself and the ability or lack of ability that you conceive you have to be loving toward other people in the world. And you may feel, well, I'm not very confident, or I'm not an extrovert, or I tend to be shy, or I'm a little timid. Friends, all of those labels that I just read, that I just spouted off, are lies from the enemy of God. God Himself, right here, says, He has given you a spirit of love that is in you. It is a part of your spiritual DNA, if you want to think of it that way. And He is just chomping at the bit for that love to come out of you toward other people. So stop for a moment and imagine, what would it look like in your life if the love of God was able to wrap around your soul in such a way that you felt so loved, so secure, so accepted, always cared for. And then that love just kept growing and it kept welling up and it's poured out onto other people. Maybe it's your spouse, your children, your neighbors, your friends, your coworkers, that irritating person who lives next door to you. I mean, I don't know who it would be, but God wants His love to overflow your life into the lives of others. Friends, this is truth. This is who you are because of what Jesus has done for you. Lord Jesus, we ask You to first off enable us to experience the overwhelming nature of Your love for us. Give us the sense of security that we need, knowing we are forever and fully loved. But then, Lord, raise up that love in us. Cause it to overflow. Cause it to spill out on the people around us and enable us to open our eyes to see it happening and to see it become a work of God done through us by simple acts of love, smiles, hugs, touches, gifts, kind words, encouragement to know Jesus. Lord, show us how to do it in the circumstances you place into our lives. Make us loving witnesses for your name's sake. We ask it in Jesus' name. Our Father, you tell us that you so loved the world that you gave your one and only Son, that whoever would trust in him, would believe in him, should not perish because of their sin, but instead should receive from you everlasting life. Lord, that is the message that transforms human hearts. That is the message we want to see spread throughout the globe. We want it to permeate the leaders in Russia, the leaders in Ukraine. We want it to permeate the political leaders in the United States, in Egypt, in France, in Germany, in all the countries around the world. We want to see that message transform the hearts of the people who are on the world stage. And Lord, we want that message to have its full effect in bringing about hearts that love you and want to see your love spread further and further across the globe. Lord, work this spirit of renewal and revival in your people and in the world. In Jesus' name.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.